Hi, this is your emotional author, and here's another cup of tea. We all know that no matter how cliche it sounds, there's this one person that we have deemed and coined the one that got away, wherein we are trapped with the idea what if and what could be if we stayed or if we didn't set them free. We drown ourselves in such thought, late night imaginations, and honestly, we even dream about them at times. Then again, have we ever thought about the reasons why we chose to let go or why we chose to escape that specific scenario? I've heard countless songs and stories from friends, and even on Spotify or in any social media outlet or platform that allows you to listen to music and watch videos about these type of stories. Why do we allow ourselves to let people go? And once they do let go, or once we have let them go, we then think about what if we didn't? What if we chose to stay? What if we chose to hold on? But all of these thoughts are meaningless if we're not going to take action. Truth is, if you're going to blame someone for being the one that got away, you're going to have to blame yourself. Because it's either you made the choice or you didn't fight for your right and position to be in that specific relationship. Again, love is a choice. And if you choose to let go, if you choose to end whatever you have between a specific person, it's all going to be up to you. So if whatever happens next, it's still your choice. It's pretty harsh to hear, as I have said time and time again, that your choice matters. However, it should be a choice that was made when you have already evolved to become your best version or a better version than you were when you started the relationship. Because if you started it with the idea of someone is going to fix you or someone is there for you to support you in whatever choice you make, you would grow dependent, and at the end of the day, you're going to get tired and exhausted with the idea of someone is clinging on to you to gain their strength. Growing as a unit has been something that I have focused on in my other episodes, and I hope you guys understand the valid reason why you should grow together as a couple rather than force someone to grow for you. The title of this piece is Totta, and I hope you guys understand the meaning and value of why you shouldn't let go, especially when times get rough. Totga, I know it sounds insane how I could wait for you day by day, thinking that if we meet again, it may be something different. We talk about a parallel universe, a different lifetime, a whole new chapter. A different body with the same heartbeat. That's honestly not a bad reality. Then again, we have to realize what it would be worth, what type of sacrifice, letting you go or watching you walk away, even if my heart screams for you to stay. As these tears roll down my eyes, the pain I truly feel inside, with that thought in mind, maybe in another lifetime. What if it never happens? A path we have forgotten. No one else would believe that you were my chosen destiny. So here I am once again, trying to gain the courage, hanging on that slim thread, praying for the last chance. You slipped away, believing in that saying. You no longer wanted to pretend. You just wanted it to end. All the heartache and misery, all the pain and suffering, maybe it was never meant to be. Yet, what if we change the setting? And there you have it. I honestly don't care how cliche or how absurd it may sound. I have mentioned that it's always going to be your choice. If that gives you your peace of mind, if that brings you your sanity, you shouldn't be judged and ridiculed for your choices. If you have that person that you believe would be the person you can spend the rest of your life with, what you know would be worth the risk taking it once again, then why are you afraid to go? Why are you afraid to push for that emotion that you know is true and valuable? If that person was the one that got away, if the relationship is tarnished and scarred, then I wouldn't blame you for actions you plan to take. There have been people that have done so much worse, and as long as you are willing to build a sturdy foundation compared to what you've done in the past, by all means, I support you every step of the way. Keep in mind that people change and you have changed. Become your best version, make the right decisions, and I can assure you that there is absolutely nothing wrong with the choices you're about to make. Don't go back to what broke you if you're still shattered and unprepared. Grow as a person and grow as a unit. I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye for now.